First, I'd like to congratulate the San Francisco 49ers on an excellent win today here at Candlestick. As I view the game, obviously it was a lopsided first half, but as a football team, we were down 3 points. The takeaways, really, all three takeaways in the first half, you know, with ours, the interception and then for a score, and then obviously theirs all led to points. It was important for us to try to shift gears at coming out of the second half defensively, and we didn't get that done. I think stating the obvious, their ability to run the football consistently throughout the football game, time of possession. I'm not sure exactly where we ended up possession-wise offensively, but, you know, our point production for that was not enough. But lopsided statistics, the game got away from us in the second half, and I thought it was an outstanding performance by the 49ers. With that, I'll take your questions.
Why do you think you weren't able to defend the read option? I knew
you were probably prepared for it. You got rid of it. They seemed to get yardage on it all day. Well, execution for the 49ers on the read option was excellent. I mean, really, our issues were bigger than that with Colin. We did not do a very good job keeping him in the pocket. He was able to get out of the pocket for a number of big conversions there in the first half. We weren't able to get off the field and try to make some adjustments in our defensive calls, you know, pass rush lanes and so forth, and did not accomplish that. So I was concerned at halftime, frankly, with the time possession that the 49ers had over us, because obviously their ability to run the football. So, but we obviously didn't handle the read option very good, and we didn't handle the quarterback runs from out of the pocket.
Mike, did anyone have an explanation for what happened on this
interception? I actually didn't talk to him, you know, specifically about the play, but I know it was an extended play, and I don't know if him and Jordy were not on the same page, but we would categorize it as an extended broken type of situation. We've been successful in those type of deals, but you know the takeaways obviously factored in the first half. We couldn't have started the game any better. Sam Shields, we talked about coming out here having a fast start. Sam did a great job with the interception return for touchdown, and then you know we come back with the two turnovers in the second half that led to second quarter that led to 14 points. So we did not do the things necessary to win here tonight. And once again, I congratulate the 49ers.
Just a real tough place to play for you guys, maybe, with the atmosphere? Or?
The atmosphere was great. I mean, credit to their game day. It's different than I recall. I didn't feel the crowd noise was a factor for us as far as operating our offense. The only issues we really had was we had two offensive linemen lose a shoe. We had to call a one timeout, but I thought the crowd noise for the way we operate, our ability to utilize the no huddle, did not factor. But it was a great environment to play in.
Did you think about using a spy for government?
Well, you might not have noticed, but we did. So we had a couple different combinations of schemes that we did not get that job done. Obviously, I mean, when a team has over 300 yards of rushing, the quarterback has 100. Plus, I haven't seen the final statistics, so we obviously did not get it done.
Mike, did he surprise you with his speed?
Well, I don't think he surprised us with his speed. I mean, we obviously had a lot of respect for him coming into the game, and had an opportunity to have a full week of preparation. So, I mean, he played. He had the one interception to start the first series of the game, and then. After that, he played extremely well. So we knew he was going to run the football. We knew that he was a factor in pulling the ball down in the passing game and running, and we did not take it away from him. Well, I think anytime you play younger players, you're always concerned about experience. Regular season is a little different than playoffs. I thought Jeremy played well last week, but for him to drop that ball, there's no excuse for it. I mean, it was not a difficult punt, and obviously turned into seven points for the 49ers.
How'd you assess the Riders' performance?
You know, I thought Aaron played well. I mean, I thought he had some tough spots. You know, we never could really get out front and do some of the things that we like. They're a tough defense. I thought we ran the ball, and you know, the pass protection was good. I mean, it was you know, we were trying to get to the game where we wanted to play. We went to a different personnel group in the second half